on one hand, we vow right that do everything within our power to save that life, and then through empathy and the value we place on personal freedom. On the other hand, we encourage that very same life to be born deficient mentally, emotionally, and physically. We cannot continue to tolerate this way of thinking. Child genocide is occurring at a very high rate. I have been to many villages where I presented substance abuse information and education schools. I'm fully aware of SAS and SAE and its impact. There are large numbers of children born deficient. The state and the public will spend $1.4 million per child per year for the rest for the life of that child. This is a condition that is completely preventable. Pregnant mothers are at high risk. Any woman with a history of drinking or prior SAS or SAE children needs access to treatment. This bill would ensure that measures be taken to prevent cultural genocide. Native people value and love children. And when someone is suffering from a disease like alcoholism and drug addiction, particularly pregnant women, they need treatment. But also would like to add that alcoholism is a condition that cannot be cured and only arrested. I believe on line 11 of page 3, this bill indicates that I'll read it. When a pregnant woman committed on the grounds of likelihood of infliction of harm to the fetus is no longer considered an alcoholic or is no longer pregnant. Alcoholism is a disease, it is treatable, and I believe that this bill would in some way stop the large numbers of children that are out in the villages that have this condition. That I feel very strongly about this. And I would like to thank you for the opportunity to testify.
Madam Chair, Teresa Devlin yielded to Rose Prince, who would now like to testify.
Please have her testify. And yes, Rose Prince may testify. Thank you.
Testified. This is Rose Prince. I identified myself when I started.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rose. I thought you were Teresa. I apologize then to you. Is Teresa there to testify then?
Yes, she is.
Hi, my name is Teresa Tiny Davis. I'm a legislative assistant at the Alaska Federation of Native Offices. And we would like to support Senate Bill 414 and that its efforts are to curb FAS. We recognize the sensitive nature of the bill. However, considering the fact that Alaska Natives have the largest number of FAS in the world, we're concerned that that this be dealt with. We are also concerned that the treatment limited to those people that are unable or capable of themselves. We support. In listening to the conversations earlier, I agree with the gentleman that was talking about the foundation and the wording of this bill, that in the wording really gives a lot of weight to how it affects the reader or the people. And I agree that if it were worded more to the helping of the fetus, that would somehow alleviate the guilt of people, women that find themselves pregnant and that are troubled with problems and are suffering from low self-esteem. I think the nature of the wording will really change a lot of minds in terms of what's the intent of the bill. In dealing with alcohol and drug abuse, I know that among the Native people that the self-esteem is very low amongst those that are in the practice of drinking or taking drugs. And when, as Joan explained, that we no longer need to be made guilty of our shortcomings, but I do support efforts that deal with unborn children that have no way of speaking up for themselves, I feel most that someone needs to speak up in their protection. I thought about this in terms of myself. If I was pregnant, it would be difficult for me to deal with a child later someone asking me what happened. And in that context, I support the bill. Thank you.
Teresa, thank you very much. Is there someone in Fairbanks? If we could go to Fairbanks, please. Is there someone in Fairbanks that wishes to testify on 414?
Chairperson, thanks. This is Al Kessler, Sr. I'm with the Tandem Chiefs Conference, the Director of Native Services.
Please proceed.
By 414. I can state very clearly that we oppose SB 414. During the annual Tandem Chiefs Conference held in March, the directors from our 43 villages unanimously opposed any legislation that would involuntarily commit pregnant women to treatment, alcohol treatment centers. Now, if such legislation were in place, we feel that many pregnant women would avoid the much-needed prenatal care for fear that she would be reported for drinking and forced into treatment. PCC and its 43 member villages in Ontario Alaska would like to see alternatives to this proposed legislation. But Senator Binkley has introduced a package of fetal alcohol syndrome legislation that we, for the most part, enthusiastically support. We support a strong and effective education program. SB 409 would require schools to train teachers and administrators on the needs of students who have alcohol-related disabilities. There is legislation that would require alcohol warning signs be posted where alcohol is served and to include information on FAS and mail orders of liquor. Other bills would require those attending bartending school to attend at least 6 hours of training on FAS if they apply for a state loan. All of this legislation we support is geared toward educating the public about the devastating effects of alcohol abuse while women are pregnant. We would like to see other legislation approved that would set aside a specific number of beds for use by pregnant women who are substance abusers. Our basic philosophy is that people should be left alone to govern themselves. If there are problems, let's first make an all-out effort to educate them on the dangers of drinking while pregnant. Make funding available to adequately educate the public. High-quality prenatal care accessible to the rural areas of the state, including providing adequate and effective treatment aimed at pregnant women. We're asking you to your support in defeating SB 414 and would encourage you not to pass this legislation out of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is Oscar Frank there with you? Does he still wish to testify?
Yes, he's approaching.
Thank you very much.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Very well. You may proceed.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Oscar Frank, and I work for the Fairbanks Outreach Office. That's part of the Tanana Chiefs Conference. And the Village of Tanana has sponsored a resolution that was passed during the March convention. Those of the Senate Bill 414. And I just wanted to pass that on to, for your consideration. Thank you.
So, if I can understand this, then you oppose 414?
Yes.
Okay, and you are the one that, or your village introduced the resolution for the AFN that, or your conference that opposes this?
Yes, and I agree with some of the, comments that were made by Al Fitzgerald Sr. earlier.
All right, thank you, sir, very much. Any questions? Okay, we're going to try to take one more here before we have to give up our room. Going to Dillingham, is there someone in Dillingham that wishes to testify?
Yes, there is.
Yes, very well. Please proceed.
First, I would like to say that upon reading the bill, I had a lot of very mixed feelings initially and spent several going back and forth on, you know, trying to look at every facet involved regarding this bill. And I would like to keep my comments as brief as possible this afternoon. I would like to state that my final conclusion that I feel that, you know, I do firmly support passage of 414. I feel that the women and young girls as well who are alcohol abusers and or alcoholic, first of all, I feel that they need a lot of help. If they don't think that they need help, then certainly that is a very obvious form of denial that there is a problem. I think that if they initially turn down help, then the risk that they're taking in not seeking help is truly a form of neglect. And I feel very strongly that if they're neglectful during pregnancy, then chances are very strong that they will continue to be neglectful through the delivery of the child. And I feel very strongly that children should not have to pay the price of their mom's carelessness and neglect during her pregnancy. Now, people may view Senate Bill 414 as an infringement upon an individual's right, but what about the infringement upon the innocent victims who don't even ask to be born? The costs are very astronomical for the care of FAS children, and we know that there are many more children running around undiagnosed with fetal alcohol effects. And meanwhile, there are lots of frustrated parents, guardians, teachers, and healthcare providers who are, you know, they come to the point where they become very burned out in trying to deal with these children. A lot of time and energy, you know, is and has been spent with these children who are affected with FAE and FAS. And in my job and travels throughout the Bristol Bay region, I have observed that there certainly are many villages that are very dysfunctional, as Senator Pierce mentioned earlier. Okay, in these villages where the leadership is dysfunctional, I think that as long as the leaders of these communities continue to ignore the problem with FAS and FAE, you know, I think that if they are not willing to address this really critical issue, then I believe that the state does need to step in to intervene. And certainly FAS is everyone's problem in that society ends up picking up the tab. It's not just the problem of the afflicted child or the problem of the parent or the guardian of that child with FAS or FAE. It is truly everyone's problem, and I commend Senator Binkley for all of his efforts in trying to make you know, Alaskans realize that we do need to draw the line at some point. And I thank you for your time in allowing my comments to be heard. We do have one more person that would like to speak.
I'm afraid we are out of time right now. There's over 20 people who wish to speak, including about a half a dozen here in Juneau. So I apologize to all of you. We have folks gathering outside this committee room who would like the next committee to start. So we are behind. We will bring the bill back along with the coordination of the prime sponsor, and I'm sure he'll let every one of you be aware of that. I apologize for not getting to you today, but I'm afraid we are out of time. Judiciary Committee is adjourned.